UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says there are many ways the United Nations and the World Bank are working together to tackle global issues. For instance, he said, they work together as co-chairs for the Sustainable Energy for All initiative with a clear target and goals by 2030.
By 2030, we will double the energy efficiency and also double the renewable energy sources in global energy mix. These are some examples. And now in education, President Kim and I work together as co-chair to provide primary education to all the people, boys and girls. There are 61 million people, children, who are out of school.
The Secretary General says the target by 2016 is to bring all these 61 million boys and girls back to school. This work, of course, needs funding, as Mr. Ban points out.
Even despite these economic difficulties, I'm just urging and appealing to traditional donors and civil society and philanthropists and business communities to provide their fundings to help those people being lifted out of poverty.
The president of the World Bank, Jim Yong Kim, says the international community expects the bank to work under the UN Secretary General's leadership to tackle the world's most difficult problems.
Poverty is certainly one of the most difficult problems. And with the stature that he has, the sense of integrity that he brings to everything he does, and the entire UN system, we really feel that there's no problem that we can't tackle.
Jim Yong Kim identifies the Great Lakes region in Africa as one of the areas where the World Bank and the United Nations continue to grow their partnership in important ways. He says the region needs simultaneously political, security, and development solutions. The World Bank has the International Development Association, or IDA, which is a fund for the poorest.
We're going to be able to go to the Great Lakes region, a place that needs simultaneous political, security, and development solutions. And so our IDA funding is precisely what will be used to make the kinds of investments as the Secretary General negotiates peace agreements, which was just a fantastic achievement a few months ago. Now we've got to take the next step and secure the peace. And we think that securing the peace means investing in energy, investing in improving the investment climate, even in those areas, so the businesses can grow, providing health, education, and social protection.
Dr. Jim Yong Kim says the IDA funding the bank is made more effective working together with the United Nations. Jerry Adams, United Nations.